ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 17 फरवरी 2004, पॉइंट नंबर 34 इन द सीरीज ऑफ मेरा बाबा। बट डेफिनेटली गिव ईच वन दिल खुश टोली। ऑल सोल्स नाउ हैव अ ग्रेट नीड ऑफ योर कोऑपरेशन, देयरफॉर गिव देम कोऑपरेशन एंड मेक देम कोऑपरेटिव। गिव देम एनी टाइप ऑफ कोऑपरेशन, वेदर थ्रू योर माइंड और थ्रू वर्ड्स और थ्रू योर कॉन्टेक्ट एंड रिलेशनशिप। So remember the special slogan of this birthday festival of Shivratri. What is the special slogan of Shivratri? Give cooperation and make them cooperative. At least, whoever come into contact or relationship with you, in any relationship, and someone or other does come, don't offer them any other hospitality, but definitely give them one dil khush toli. Not the Dilkhush Toli that is made in the kitchen here. You have to give Dilkhush Toli, but not that Dilkhush Toli which is made in the kitchen here. Then which Dilkhush Toli? Make their hearts happy. To make their hearts happy means to serve them with Dilkhush Toli. To serve them with Dilkhush Toli means to make their hearts happy. Will you serve them with this? Baba is asking. There is no effort in this. You don't have to give extra time or effort. Simply serve them with dil khush toli, with pure feelings. They are happy and you are happy. What else do you need? So you will remain happy and give happiness to others. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 2004. Yesterday also we saw that we have to become world servant, and we have to, whenever we come in contact with anyone, at least have good feelings and pure wishes for them, and give them cooperation, make them cooperative. And today Baba is saying, what you have to serve them with? Dilkhush Toli, not the Dilkhush Toli which is made in the kitchen. So you have to serve everyone with Dilkhush Toli. How to serve everyone with Dilkhush Toli? Or what does it mean when Baba is saying that you serve others with Dilkhush Toli? What are the hidden meaning? What are the connotations of this? What is the purport of this statement? So, how do we serve others? To serve others with Dilkhush Toli means to make them happy. That is the meaning of the statement. To make them happy. To make them rejoice. But how to do that? Not the Dilkhush Toli which is made in the kitchen. Point to be noted. Not the Dilkhush Toli which is made in the kitchen. You have to serve everyone with Dilkhush Toli. How to do this? Tell about 25 points. You help them in need. In their time of need, helping them, that is actually mean, that exactly is what is meant by serving with Dilkhush Toli. Not by giving them just a packet of toli and then you say that Baba said and I did. This is not that. To serve them means to help them in need, in their time of greatest need. On one side, if you give them great discourses of knowledge, lectures of knowledge, on another side, if you don't serve them during the time of their need, if they run to you, if they rush to you and they come to you for succor, for help, and you don't help, that is not serving them with Dilkhush Toli. So you have to serve means, first thing is to help them in the time of their greatest need. First point. Second, to serve others with Dilkhush Toli means fulfill their wishes, unfulfilled wishes. But pure wishes, not the vicious wishes, not the vicious wishes. Problem solution. You solve their problems if they come to you with problem. That is to serve them with Dilkhush Mitai. If they have a problem, solve them. If they have a question, answer them. Then what else? Serve them unconditionally. Okay. But how? That's the question. they increase their zeal, enthusiasm. If they are down, if they are disheartened, if they are depressed, in despondency, despair, so you give them zeal, you pump enthusiasm into their spirits, into their hearts. So that is one. Then give them moral support during time of moral crisis. During time of their crisis, give them support. That is to serve them with Dilkush Toli. Then give time. That is the most important thing. We don't have time. We have everything with us. We don't have time. So, but they should see that they should also value that time. Otherwise, they snatch away your time. Your time should be utilized in a worthwhile way. So you give them time, quality time. Then encourage them. Okay, that's done. Empower them, encourage them. Speaking sweet words. At least speak sweet words. That is to serve them with Dilkush Toli, right? And satisfy them. If they are very much dissatisfied, very much discontented with life, you satisfy them. But as per Srimad, if you try to satisfy somebody against Srimad, that will be a great karmic account created. Then, that is the first point already told. To make them able. Oh, yeah. You make them capable of doing some service. You recognize their specialities and bring that to use or put it into practice or utilize it for Baba's service. So, that is one thing. Then, giving vibrations. Tell something gross. Love him. Love him. It's a very small word, but entire spirituality is included into that word. When Jesus Christ came on the earth, they were Moses had given 10 commandments. Moses had already given 10 commandments. And Jesus said, I have brought to you 11th commandment. And if you have that commandment, if you have that 11th dictate or Srimad in our language, all other 10 commandments are included in that. And that 10th commandment is love everyone. Love is the highest form of spirituality. If the person has read everything, all the scriptures, and yet there is no shred of love in his heart, then he cannot be called a real spiritual person. So, love. Then, show them right way, guide them, be a lighthouse for them, guide them. Yeah, make them aware of the opportunities and options. That's also a very good point. Then, what else? Hopeless. If they are hopeless, generate hope in their heart. They are more or less similar points we have covered. Tell something new. To raise their self-esteem. If they are drowned in that abysmal depth of inferiority complex, where they feel that they are worthless, they can't do anything, they are good for nothing. They are so down, they don't have that sense of self-respect. So you impart that new self-respect to them. That's the greatest of services. Okay, then what else? To give Dilkush Toli means?
Appreciate
them. That is such a good thing. There are people in the world who never get appreciated. Their whole childhood, they were disdained. Their whole childhood, everybody sneered at them. Everybody laughed at them. They were never praised. They never won any trophies, any prizes. There are many students. Their childhood was absolutely traumatic. Everybody used to bully them. So, these are those students, when they grow up, they develop that sense of this thing. Nobody appreciates us. So try to appreciate them for whatever little they know or they do or whatever specialities they have. To recognize their specialities, to appreciate them. That's a very good point. To give respect to them. Nobody has respected them. So try to give respect to them. Respect everybody. All those who do the meanest of the services, the laborers, whom nobody respects. Everybody orders. The greatest man is the one who respects everybody. They are the greatest servers. If you look at Madhuban, there are people who serve in Madhuban, they sweep and they clean things. Are not they the greatest of the servers? When I go in the hospital and I see in the early morning, 7:30, there's a whole huge group of those Rajasthani women, and they are cleaning the hospital. Had it not for them, the hospital would not have looked so clean and tidy. There would be fetid, putrid smell, and that you would feel odious to go there, so distasteful to go there. It's only because of their efforts, they are cleaning it so well. That's why, to appreciate those people for their work is the greatest of service. So, appreciating, giving respect, giving regard to those people who are considered lower in status, whom nobody respects, who are poor. Okay, then what else? How to serve others with Dilkush Toli means? To serve them with Brahma Bhojan is one part of it. To give them gross Toli is also part of it. Not just for the sake of that, though Baba has said not the Toli which is served in the kitchen, but this is actually a part of it. Another thing is hospitality. Is true? Is hospitality. Guest friendship it is known as. There's another word for hospitality. Atithi Satkar. Atithi as guest is considered as God in Indian mythology or Indian culture. So to whenever any guest comes in Madhuban, to serve him, to give him good accommodation, to provide him physical comforts is also a part of serving with Dilkush Toli. To look after them is a part of Dilkush Toli. To look after their transport. Otherwise you say, from here you go to Gyan Sarovar. But how to go? Then they have to go and go in the transport and ask people how to go. While we are the guide, we just tell them, go here, go there, finish, and we go away. But how to go, whom to contact, all those things are there. If they fall ill, then you have to take care of them. Then what else? Smile, that is the greatest thing. That is the biggest word in the world. Smile. Make them positive, they are negative. How? Make them realize that that will come under self-respect. Then? Accept. Accept them with all their failings, with all their faults, with all their imperfections, with all their defects. No matter whatever they are. Because we know this is the end of Kali Yuga. How can we expect people to be virtuous? They will have faults, they will have failings, they will have particular sanskar, which is, they are stubborn somewhere. They might be arrogant and completely snobbish, but we have to understand. This is the end of Kali Yuga and people and souls are under the influence of Ravan sanskar. So we have to accept them as they are. Two things can come in this. All those who are in Gyan, those who are not in Gyan. So this is specially for those who are not in Gyan. So give them Dilkush Toli by accepting them, by all their faults and defects. Then? To make them relax if they are tired. How? Providing good accommodation? Yeah? Give tea, coffee, everything, whatever. Means like these are the things. These are the small things, but actually, see, in spirituality, we talk about self-restraint, okay? We talk about giving up things. Baba is talking about renunciation from last three murlis. He's talking about Tyag and he's giving this seven-day course of Tyag. This is a seven-day course of Tyag which is going on, which was the third murli in the series. Few more are about to come in future. Next Sunday and next Sunday and next Sunday. So that is a seven-day weekly course of renunciation. So we talk of giving up things, okay? But this is a very higher stage of giving up things. These souls, they are kids. But we have to give everything to them. Because we cannot teach them renunciation, otherwise they will run away. Because they are not so powerful to give up things. We can give up. Because we have very strong will and very determined efforts with us. But those souls cannot give up. What they need is good, they need comforts, conveniences. They need good food. That is what, if they get good food, everything they got. If you don't give them these two things, good accommodation and good food, no matter what fiery lectures you give, they are not going to listen. No matter how impressive talks you deliver, they are not going to become spiritual. They are hardly interested in your talks. What they are interested in, food and good accommodation, good transport, good somebody to take care of them and guide them. They are interested in only this much. So you have to give this much only. You can't teach them renunciation. If you try to teach them renunciation, they will run away. That's a very higher stage of spirituality. Souls are so weak, conditioned, seasoned, they are materialistic. They are colored by all those sensual desires. And in that, from that ocean, from that whirlpool of the world of sensual desire, they have come to Madhuban. And if you start teaching them renunciation, it would become difficult for them. So just very, whatever they need, whatever their desire, fulfill that. That is to serve them with Dilkush Toli. And what else? Sympathy. Okay. And how? Giving them gifts. First we said appreciate. Second is gifts. What gifts? What is the best gift you can give to your guests? Pen. Diary. Pen. Second. Book. Then photos. Then translate. Then kitchen, slogan cards, then songs, books, that's it. Then, no, I'm asking gift, some gross gifts. CDs, yeah, this is one of the best gift. You give somebody classes, some spiritual classes. The books people may not read. All the gifts, your pen is gone, your pencil is gone. Your books are lost. Your kitchen is lost. The best thing one can give is, you can have a pen drive and fill it with some beautiful, good spiritual classes and give that to them. Or 7-day course is included in that. It could be CD, it could be pen drive, it could be something like this. Or nowadays people have got mobile. Ask them to give their mobile, connect to the laptop and transfer all the classes into their mobile. So that will become the greatest of service. Because listening to one class might change their life. So that is a very greatest of, one of the good gifts is this. And what else? Solve their confusion. We said their problems, their confusions, their questions, address all of those, their grievances and everything. Again, what else? Some different point. Empathy, sympathy, empathy, okay. Then, something gross. Entertain them. Yes, of course, this is what they want. If they come here and they just, they want entertainment. But that doesn't mean that we should start dancing in front of them or singing. But they need entertainment. So, they are not interested every time just to visit your peace park and visit your hospital or visit your Gyan Sarovar. They are interested more in some other things. In Delwada, in Guru Shikhar, in that Naki Lake, in that boat riding. They are interested in these things. But some people are very stubborn. They said, these are the four places you need to see. That's it. Don't try to go anywhere other than these things. These are the only places you should visit in Mount Abu. But they are interested in few other things. Adventures. They are interested in so many other things. They want to go to some other places. But we fear that we have caught him. He is our, what is that known as? Prey. Shikar. We don't want it to lose it. So we guide them that way. But they are, so entertainment is one good thing. So we have to entertain them. Then? Yeah. Whatever. See, that's why I said this is the end of Kali Yuga. You can't expect them to be powerful spiritually. Their spiritual caliber is so low. They are so low on the path of spirituality. They are so least interested in spirituality. They are conditioned by all the materialistic world. So you can't expect them to jump. There would be in thousands and thousands, there would be someone who will come and who will progress very fast. But it is not the case with everyone. For that requires good deeds of previous births. Any point? Any other point? Okay. Creativity. Then? Give them sakash. That's fine. Something gross. Gross is finished. Okay. So now the subtle part is there. Emerging them, giving them sakash and having good wishes and pure feelings for them and all those other things are there that we already know. But remember what Baba said today, we have to serve everybody with Dilkush Toli. Okay? That also means to serve with real Dilkush Toli also. You have also to serve him, that is a part of serving with Dilkush Toli. Okay? To serve others with Toli means to serve others with Dilkush Toli. So that is also in, a part of that is that. So, make everybody happy. That is the goal. To make everybody happy. Nobody should go unhappy. Nobody should go unsatisfied, dissatisfied. At least because of us. They still, in spite of our trying to make them happy, some of them might get unhappy after coming here. But then we can't do anything. Every time. Because now they are getting unhappy because of their own sanskars. Not because of us. We have done everything, but still they are unhappy. Might be they have some over expectations. They have some extra expectations. They want everything to be done by you people. Then they might, they have to get unhappy. We can't do anything for that. So, but as far as possible, from our side, because of me, nobody should get unhappy. Okay, so today's homework is to carry Dilkush Toli in our pockets. Or in our purses. And the moment you find somebody. But what you will do if somebody is not ready to accept your toli? Are you going to thrust that toli into his mouth? Even don't try to do that. Yeah. And one more important thing. No need always to discuss gyan. There are many people who are discussing that with them. Even if you just serve them whatever they need, that's enough. Because we have our vibrations. It doesn't mean that the moment you get somebody, you catch hold of that person and pump knowledge on the 7-day course in 10 minutes. And you feel, and heave a sigh of relief. I have given all the knowledge. That is not the goal. Knowledge is not that simple that you just narrate in 1 hour and finish it off. Nothing like that. Talk with them. That's it. Even talking is enough. So, no need to push into their mouth this Dilkush Toli. If they want, it's okay. If they don't want, it's okay. We have also to remain detached in doing this service also. Internally, we should be detached. Otherwise, we also get attached to people. Those who came, who got impressed, and we got attached to them. They forget this, they remember us. That also should not happen. They should remember this Gyan, not us. So we are just an instrument in between. We need not to forget that. Okay? Om Shanti.